Well, there's more evidence this lunchtime that Australia's economy is continuing to slow. Retail sales in October crashed, with official figures showing zero growth. With more, I'm joined now by the ABC senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. Peter, the Morrison government's tax cuts were meant to drive a boost in consumer spending in this quarter. What's happened?
Well, people aren't spending those tax cuts, nor are they spending the proceeds of the three interest rate cuts that we've seen this year. And that's a big problem, because the economy needs people out in the stores and spending. And there had been expectations that sales in October would be up by around about a third of 1%, just above flat line. But instead, the result on the screen late this morning, Eleanor, was a big fat zero. Throughout the year, we've been hearing about a retail recession already being there, and perhaps we have some confirmation of that. The big falls have been in clothing, footwear, personal accessories, down 0.8 of 1%, seasonally adjusted. Department stores continue to be hit hard as well, also down 0.8 of 1%, and a smaller decline in household goods. The falls have been offset by rises in cafes, restaurants, takeaway food services, where consumers are still watching the pennies. Food retailing is also up. As you mentioned earlier, this adds to evidence that consumers just aren't spending. Those rate cuts and the tax cuts aren't going back into the economy, but into bank accounts, into mortgages, and paying down debt. And both the Prime Minister and the Treasurer said that's perfectly appropriate, and people should be able to do that with their money if they want it.
Now, these latest numbers don't include the recent Black Friday sales. Will they do anything to lift these numbers significantly?
Well, as you say, the Black Friday sales don't figure into this reading, but there are hopes that they will boost the December sales in the lead up to Christmas, even though that might be a blip. But the lead up to Christmas will be more critical than usual. But it might not be in the traditional bricks and mortar stores, with online retail turnover contributing 6.5% to total retail turnover in October 2019. That's up from a year ago. But that 0% growth for October comes after yesterday's official GDP numbers of just 0.4% in the quarter, 1.7% over the year, below Reserve Bank and budget forecasts. So not great news for where the economy might be heading.
Peter Ryan, the ABC's senior business correspondent, thank you.